You are listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome to another episode of the Meet Us in Buellton podcast. I'm your co-host, Mackenzie Felstead.
And I'm your other co-host, Kathy Vreeland.
We are excited to just have a discussion today, me and Kathy, just about the wonderful kind of outdoor activities you can do around Buellton, because there's a lot. We've compiled quite the list here, so we want to try to get through as much as we can today. So let's just dive right in, Kathy. So I understand that there are a few modes of transportation guests can enjoy if they want to leave their vehicles behind and just kind of spend a day exploring Buellton. Can you tell us a little bit more about those opportunities?
Yeah, I sure can. If our guests are staying at our Highway West, the Flying Flags RV Resort and Campground, which is a phenomenal destination in itself, they do offer electric vehicles to rent. And I know a lot of people will bring their own bikes as well. Buellton is very bike friendly. We have some great bike paths on our streets here. So it is easy to get around by bicycle here in Buellton. Some other ideas are wine tasting. Of course, people are here. They want to go out and venture in the vineyards and wineries, and we encourage them to do so, but we also encourage them to do it safely. We live and work here. Our kids are, you know, out playing in the streets and whatnot here and having fun. So we want everybody to be safe while they're here. So there are tour companies, and I know Peasoup Anderson's Inn, actually from their hotel, they do offer a wine shuttle, and reservations are required, and they could call the hotel to set that up. But that is for their guests. So if they're staying at Peasoup Anderson's Inn, that's a nice little option for their guests to take their front right from the hotel. And they'll go out and select a few wineries, and they'll take their guests out tasting for the day. Also, another fun thing that we have here, it's called a Moke. It's spelled M-O-K-E, and they're an electric vehicle. They come in all different colors, and they're kind of a convertible type vehicle. So they're all open air, I'll call them. And they seat about four people, I believe. And you can rent them and drive them around our small communities. They're, you know, not meant for the freeway or anything, but around our little towns, they're great to venture out for the day and take your family out for a spin. And it's a safe way to do it. You're not all on bicycles and trying to keep up with everybody. This way they're all in one contained space and out touring the little cities here. So Flying Flags, they do have that option available. And it's also for the public to can do it through Solvang, where they're located, where they're headquartered. So they're called Mokes, and that's another fun way to experience the area.
Well, that's very exciting. It seems kind of classy, riding around in style, I'd say.
Yeah.
So that sounds really fun. Well, we've kind of talked about this in a few episodes, and I feel like this has already shined through on the podcast, but with Buellton being such a big agriculture area, there must be some great farm experiences available for guests. What do you typically recommend when guests kind of are interested in that type of thing?
Yeah, we do. We are in rural California, we call it, and we're not one of the big gateway cities. So that's what's nice. People like to come up here and experience those outdoor experiences and day trips and whatnot. So some fun things we encourage people to do while they're here, and actually we're kind of in season right now, is to go out and pick some blueberries. We have a U-Pick blueberry farm here just south of town, and it's called Santa Barbara Blueberries. And you can go out for the day, and they give you the little buckets, and you head out into their fields there of the blueberry plants, and just it's great for the family. Everybody has a great time. The berries are very good. And that's a fun thing to do. And you kind of eat one or two as you're picking. They don't mind that. But anyhow, it's great. And they also sell some of their products there too, such as the blueberry honey and some of their jams and that. So that's a fun day, a fun thing to do if they're looking for kind of an outdoor experience and getting their hands a little bit dirty and being with the earth there.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. It's great. And like I say, their blueberries are all very good. It's, you know, an organic farm, small farm, locally owned, and they do a great job. So it's busy. People love to go out there. So some other things we have here is a farm stand called Something Good Organics. And this is just south of town here a little bit as you head out into the Santa Rita Hills. And again, another local family. They have a variety of produce that they're growing here at their farm, and they have a wonderful stand. So you can go out there and take a look at everything they're growing, from strawberries to lettuce to cucumbers, tomatoes. They just have a variety of produce that is so good, especially coming into summer with all the fresh fruits and veggies that you can do so many good dishes with, and salads and meals. So I encourage people to definitely make a stop there. It's super close to town. You could actually ride your bike there and load up and head back for the day. Or if you want to, if you're staying at the campground, maybe you want to grab some fresh produce for your barbecue or for your meal, or again, locals and visitors enjoy it. So that's a fun thing to do here on Santa Rosa Road. As you, again, head out into the Santa Rita Hills wine tasting region, there's a wonderful farm stand there. Another kind of a different thing to do, maybe it's not for everybody, but it is very interesting. It's called a pig butchering class, and it's held by Industrial Eats in the Valley Piggery. So you're learning from the farmer himself. You're learning from Jeff Olson, who is the owner of New West Catering and Industrial Eats. And what's interesting is you really learn, talk about farm to table. It really is bringing you from the farm all the way through the process to the table, to where you're actually enjoying, you know, the food in the end. So the class is a 2-day event. You can attend one day or both days. You'll learn about the butchering process. You'll learn about the different cuts of meat. You'll go into how they do the casing and the curing of the meat, which is an interesting process. And also what's kind of fun is you get to taste along the way. It's hands-on, so you're learning all of this as you go and working with the meat as well. You get to go home at the end of the day with some of the fresh meat that you've been working on at class to try it out at home and create your own dishes with it. And then you'll get a cookbook also that'll go over and kind of share what meats to buy. And then you'll have some recipes that you'll be able to make. And after you've learned how to do all of the butchering and curing and learning all about that process. So definitely there's some cooking demos. You'll get to eat what you cook at the end. And it's just an interesting hands-on learning experience. And if you've have, you know, the interest in that or wonder how that all happens, how it ends up on your plate, it's a great way to learn that, especially from these people in the industry. They're phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a very unique opportunity. And like you said, maybe not for everyone, but I think it sounds really interesting. And then not only do you learn, but you get to take that cookbook home with you as well. So that's great.
Yeah, it is. It's really good. One more thing, Mackenzie, too, we have is, and I was just there a couple weeks ago, is down just south of town. It's called Folded Hills Winery. But up the street from them, they have a great little farm stand. And they, too, offer a you-pick experience where you can take a little basket, and just across the street from their farm stand is their fields of all of their fruits and whatnot growing. So you can actually go out and pick some of that for yourself. And they have a cute little store there and a little barn with some homemade items and different produce and also some merchandise. And then they have a little kind of a petting zoo area. They have a mule and a pig and some goats and different animals there that the kids love, to pet and feed and whatnot. So that's kind of a fun little country experience where, you know, if you're not around that type of environment or come from the city where you're not surrounded by those types of animals, and it's a great place to take the kids and the family to enjoy.
Yeah, that sounds really great and really unique. I honestly, when I've traveled, I've been to some farmers markets before, and it's one of my most favorite things to do because you really get to learn about what's grown in the community and you feel a little connected to the community, I think, kind of seeing what's growing there and what the people are like.
Yeah, definitely. It is. It's really fun to learn. I agree. I think just learning about what foods might be grown there or the different types of trees and plants. And it's good for the kids to realize their food, you know, just doesn't show up on their plate or on the shelf at the store. It's like, this is how it's made and where it comes from. So it's a great learning experience for the little ones too, just to appreciate that a little bit more and the work that goes into that. So
definitely. Well, I think that's a great family experience. And like you were saying, perfect for kids to actually learn where their food's coming from, because it isn't just coming right to the table or right from the grocery store.
That's right.
Awesome. So let's kind of move on here, kind of talking about animals and farms a little bit. We've mentioned before in the podcast that there's kind of some unique ways to be around animals and things. So animal attractions are big to young and old. What up close and personal animal experiences are available to guests in Buellton?
Yeah, we have some great ones here, Mackenzie. It's really fun for us to share with our visitors because you don't get to do these everywhere you go. So one of the big ones we always recommend and tell people to go see is called Ostrich Land USA. And it's here in town and people get an up close experience with the ostriches, and they also have emus. So you are just inches away from these birds. You can walk in again and get a little tray of food, and there's some small fees involved, but you get a little tray of food and you take it out there and you can feed the ostriches, and the kids just love it. And even the adults, if you've never done it, it's a quirky thing, but
yeah,
you're looking these ostriches right in the eye. So
that's really unique. I mean, who gets to be up and personal with an ostrich?
Right. Yeah, it is. It's pretty neat to do. And, you know, your first time out there, you're a little maybe intimidated because they're big birds and they can be a little aggressive. So you got to hold on to the tray of food and while they come down and grab it. But super fun. You know, you get to see their eyes and their eyelashes, and you're just very close to them. You're looking them right in the eye. So that's a fun experience. Also, the emus are great. They're a little more Jurassic Park-like, and I think maybe in previous podcasts we've talked about this too a little bit, but they have like a thumping noise they do, which reminds you of Jurassic Park. It's really fun to see, but they're a neat bird as well, and so they've just got a lot of them. You can see they roam freely in their field there, and then they come up close so you can feed them, but they're very well kept. Sometimes, depending on time of year, there might be even some babies there, so like I say, people of all ages are welcome, and they have a great experience together there.
That's great.
Another thing we have here, which is great to do, is horseback riding. People love to come here and do horseback riding, and we have some great trails. We have some great locations to horseback ride here. And one particular one is called San Ynez Valley Horseback Riding, and it's available for all ages. They have a variety of horses that are very friendly, and depending on your, you know, riding abilities, they can accommodate you with a horse that will work. And again, it's good for little kids as well as adults. They do a little river crossing throughout one of the trails. So you'll actually go across a little bit of water, which is kind of a neat thing on a horse to do.
Yeah, that's really fun.
Yeah, yeah, it's something different. You don't get that everywhere. So that's kind of a neat thing they do. And they also have a pony encounter. So little ones who are just kind of getting familiar with horses or have never really been around. It's a big animal and they're a powerful animal, but they're beautiful. And for little ones, a little pony encounter is a great way to kind of introduce them to the horses and just get comfortable with them. So that's another fun activity to do outside that involves animals here.
Yeah, perfect for kids and the family.
Mm-hmm. And also another one that we like to promote here, it's called Wildlife Cruises, and it takes place at Lake Kachuma, which is just east of us. And it's a beautiful lake here in the valley, and you can go out on these wildlife cruises. They do a lot of bird watching tours. I know when my kids were young in school, we took them out there for a field trip one day, and we actually saw a king snake kind of going up a rock, and it was getting into some eggs. Unfortunately, it was getting into a little nest of eggs, but you see Mother Nature at its fullest out there for sure, and there's all kinds of bird species, and you're on the water. It's a beautiful scenery. You're just surrounded by mountains and rolling hills. And so that's the wildlife cruises at Lake Kachuma. And there's a lot of deer out there you might see grazing or coming near the water as well. So that's another fun thing that, again, all ages welcome.
Oh, I love that. So if you're looking for scenery and wildlife, that sounds like the perfect destination for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Well, thanks so much for highlighting those. I feel like there's a lot of options when it comes to attractions for young and old. So talking about animals and traveling with pets, that's kind of become a popular thing. Is Buellton a pet-friendly area? Are there places for pets to stay as far as lodging goes and activities for pets to do?
Absolutely, Mackenzie. We were one of the first towns, actually, where I think, well, actually, I should say we're the only city here in our little valley that has an off-leash dog park. So it's called Paws Park, and it has a space for large dogs as well as a space for small dogs. So you can feel comfortable, depending on what size dog you have, to let them loose and be with other pets. So we're very proud of that we have the only off-leash dog park here in the valley. Some of the other things we do have, definitely pet-friendly hotels. Our lodging establishments are very friendly. Some of them have maybe weight limits or specific animals that they will, you know, accept. But most of our hotels are pet friendly. And also the business community, we're very welcoming. A lot of them will have water bowls outside of their business or wine tasting room. So the pets are always welcome. We try to take good care of our furry friends here. And again, now that we've, you know, have some outdoor dining opportunities, and again, the wineries and tasting rooms, they're more than welcome at most of them. A lot of them will have a little bowl of treats there to give the pets.
Oh, it's cute. Many of,
yeah, it's they're all very welcoming. And also a lot of the drive-thrus. I know my dog, we have a little dog, and so she's getting to learn that a drive-through, she might get something in the end. So she's kind of up there looking on my lap waiting for her little treat to come out. So a lot of them are very pet friendly as far as that's concerned too, whether it's a coffee shop or a restaurant or something, they'll oftentimes will give little treats to the furry friends.
That's great. So pets are welcome. I love that.
They are. And again, we have some great parks here in Buellton. Not all of them are off leash. Some of the public parks, they do require your dog to be on leash. But we have different stations around a lot of our parks and sidewalks too, where they'll have the disposable bag. So we love pets, but we don't need to be stepping in what they leave behind for us. So we're friendly in that way, that we have little disposable bags stations throughout town that people can grab if they've forgotten theirs or ran out or whatnot. So we just ask that they take care of their disposable waste and in a proper manner and not leave it on their sidewalks. But yeah, a lot of the businesses you'll find are very, very pet friendly here.
That's great. One question that I kind of have is, at the off-leash dog park, is it like a gated park or is it just open, or what's kind of the circumstance there?
Yeah, they are fenced off. So there's small dog and big dog areas, and they both do. Yes, you open one gate and then it goes to another gate that opens into the fenced off space for the animal. And it's very large. The large dog area is a very vast open space that we have. So there's lots of room to run. And even the small dog space is a lot of room to run for the little ones. So yeah, but they are gated. There's little benches up there for you to sit on. And it's just a great community thing too. It's a nice way to meet other people and dog lovers. And I know it kind of is a community in its own.
Perfect. Well, let's kind of move into another topic here. Buellton is a beautiful area. It's surrounded by mountains. We've talked about the cruise that you can go on already with the wildlife and things. So there must be lots of hiking and walking trails as well. What are the places that you recommend, Kathy?
Yeah, sure. So here in Buellton, of course, we have our botanic garden, the San Ynez Valley Botanic Garden, which is a wonderful space. And it's located within the Riverview Park, which it has its own walking trail there around the park. And then you can venture into the Botanic Garden from there, which has a nice little walking space as well. And you can go around and see all of our native plants and species here that grow in the Santa Barbara County region and learn a little bit more about our local plants and such here at the Botanic Garden. So that's a nice little gentle walk. So if you're not up for a big, a hike, that's too strenuous, this is very gentle. So any age really could get through that walking area. Another one that we have here is just a little bit south of town. It's called Nahoe Falls. And it's really a nice, again, a gradual hike. It's not too strenuous. And you can walk through the wooded area. It's part of the Nahoe Park. And if you drive all the way into the back, you'll venture up a path that you can take your dog on as well if it's on leash. And the kids love it. They run up and through there. And I know my boys, when they were younger, loved going up to see if the falls were there, if there was water running. And sometimes there's more water than others, of course, with California, sometimes in a drought, sometimes it's just a trickle. But other times after rainstorms, it's really quite pretty to see. And so that's a nice little gentle walk up to the falls area, and it's surrounded kind of by a canopy of trees, and it's just a very pretty serene walk up in there. So that's, we definitely recommend that to people. There are a variety of other hikes too in the area and nearby, and some of them again are more strenuous than others. So depending on your hiking ability, there's other ones that you can venture out on too.
That's great. And I always, personally, I love a hike that kind of ends with a view. So the falls would be beautiful. I also like how there's, you know, not everyone wants to go out on a big long hike. So there's something kind of for everyone, which I feel like is a theme I found with Buellton. There's really something for everyone. No matter your skill level, you can find it in Buellton.
Yeah, definitely. And there's, like I say, the couple of the other ones with speaking about a view, Mackenzie, it's called Gaviota. There's Gaviota Peak and there's Gaviota Wind Caves. And I have not made it up to the peak yet. It's a couple mile walk. It's a pretty strenuous hike up to the very top. And it does overlook the ocean once you're there.
Oh, wow.
And there's some hot springs along the way. And the other one, the Gaviota Wind Caves, I know my boys coaxed me into going there one day with them, which I made it.
Good
a little
job.
Out of breath, but I made it. And that's a beautiful view as well. But you go up and you can actually crawl into these wind caves and see that. And the view again from there is beautiful. You get to see the ocean and it's really pretty. So that's another one. Figueroa Mountain and also out by Lake Katruma, there's some great hiking trails throughout those areas as well. One is, I just did this last weekend with some friends. It's called Lover's Loop. And it took almost 2 hours. It was about 4 miles or so. Not too strenuous. You do have some inclines and whatnot, but the views are spectacular. You're just surrounded by mountains and rolling hills. And this is more inland. So it's not on the ocean, but the views are every bit as beautiful. So again, something for everyone. We in the visitor center have maps and information on hiking trails. I know there's some apps people can download as well to find their way around, but there's definitely a lot of hiking trails here.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for sharing, Kathy. Let's just kind of end with one last question. You know, it's summertime. You know, people have been able to travel more this summer, and everyone likes to find a good summer event. So what's kind of the theme at Buellton when it comes to summer events?
Yeah, we have a great rec center here in Buellton that just, they do so much for our kids and our community, and as far as summer camps and classes, and they also have adult classes they do. But another thing they do that's fun, it's movies in the park. And so they host them here at one of our local parks, and you bring your lawn chairs and blankets and snacks. And sometimes they serve popcorn and whatnot too, but you can bring your own snacks as well. And just kind of curl up and they show a movie outdoors in the park. So you're just under the stars watching a fun movie for the whole family.
Oh, and how fun.
It is a lot of fun. So that takes place through the summer months, not into the winter, but in the summertime here, they do host that. And it alternates between here and Solvang. So sometimes Solvang, Parks and Rec, they'll do the movie and then we'll have the next week or whatnot. So they kind of bounce back and forth. And then also a lot of our wineries will host live music outside, sometimes on their just acoustic music. Usually on the weekends, they'll have some live musician playing. So while you're sipping on wine and just enjoying the, you know, company that you're with, they'll have some music playing as well, which is a lot of fun. So we've found that to be, people enjoy that around here too. And in some of the breweries, I know Figueroa Mountain Brewing, they'll sometimes bring a live band in on the weekends, and they have a wonderful beer garden there where you can play cornhole and just enjoy your company and listen to some good music. So there's lots of, you know, depending on the time of year, especially for summer, we have some great music and live bands that are playing at different wineries and breweries here in town.
Oh, what a fun environment.
Yeah. And then a couple of other big events. So one coming up, I'm just going to do a little plug here. It's our Buellton Wine and Chili Festival. And normally this takes place in the spring in March, but this year we've moved it to September temporarily. Hopefully we're back in March next year. But this is going to take place on September 12th. It is a Sunday. And we're going to be hosting that at Riverview Park this year. And what this is we invite the contestants and restaurants and local people to come in and make their best chili. So there's chili being cooked up all around the event. We invite all of our local wineries in. So we usually have, oh gosh, over 30 wineries or so. Breweries come in. We have live music through the day. There's other food vendors there. There's a lot of retail vendors there selling jewelry and leatherworks and all kinds of homemade things and different things that they make and they bring here. So it's just a lot of fun for the family. It's different. Everybody says, does wine go with chili? But it really does. It's been a great event. It's usually a sellout every year and people just love the whole atmosphere of it. It's just a fun event. And again, kids are welcome at this event too. We have a family, you can bring your whole family.
Oh, great. Will everyone go to the Wine and Chili Fest in September? What was the date one more time?
Sure. September 12th. It's a Sunday.
Perfect.
So if you're looking for other events to do, they can visit discoverbuellton.com and check out our calendar. We keep that updated with all the local events and happenings.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Kathy. I have really enjoyed, you know, being able to learn more about all the outdoor activities and just beautiful scenery in the Buellton area. Finally, I want to know what's your favorite thing about summertime in Buellton?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I have one favorite, but I do love just getting outside and enjoying our beautiful climate. And, you know, our parks are beautiful. I love riding bikes and going walking. And I've enjoyed some of the hiking now that I've kind of started that. I do enjoy doing that and just seeing all the different scenery here that we have to offer. So just those outdoor experiences and enjoying it. We live in a wonderful place with a really great climate and you have to get outside. It's great to enjoy.
Awesome. Well, I think we have a full itinerary planned for all of our listeners today. There's a lot of activities, a lot of things that you can do. So thank you so much for listening today. Don't forget to leave us a rating or review, and we'll talk to you next time. This has been another episode of the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Mackenzie Felstead and produced by Relic.